You're tuned to KCPW. And we are wrapping up week four of the 2016 state legislative session. During this year's meeting of lawmakers, we are joined by representatives from Alliance for a Better Utah for our Better Utah legislative update. This morning, Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Director, is here again. And Chase, essentially 3 weeks are left in the session, and there's quite a bit left for lawmakers to do. Thanks very much for being here this morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the meeting of lawmakers marches on. Chase, one thing that you and I discussed, I think, just recently was hate crimes legislation. And there is a proposal by Senator Steve Urquhart from St. George. He's a Republican, and he wants to strengthen hate crimes laws in Utah. And yesterday, that initiative came under fire from a pretty big opponent. Who was that, Chase?
That was the LDS Church. They finally weighed in on this bill.
Okay. And they basically said that they're opposed to it. Did they give much of a reason for why?
Not really. It was a pretty vague statement. They made reference to the anti-discrimination bill that was carefully crafted last year between all parties. And they said that this bill would upset that balance, that groups from both sides are working to upset the balance.
And I guess the sort of context is that this new legislation would add gender identity, sexual orientation to the list of already protected classes. And that is what people are imagining the Mormon Church is worried about.
Yeah. So people are imagining that the church is worried about how this would criminalize thought or allow people to be punished for, I don't know, being against sexual orientation or gender identity.
Okay. Well, a big opponent to have to try and overcome at the legislature. Given the makeup of the legislature, the Mormon Church does, of course, have a pretty sizable effect on whether legislation passes.
Yeah, I mean, when the LDS Church opposes a bill, it pretty much spells doom for that bill. And the legislators and supporters are already starting to admit defeat and say they're going to keep on fighting on.
Okay. Well, in totally unrelated news, there's a measure by Representative Patrice Arendt, a Democrat from Mill Creek, who says that we should be able, as taxpayers, we should be able to donate toward efforts to try and clean up our air. What is this about?
Yeah, so this bill specifically is about cleaning up air by giving more money to the air quality efforts. It would create a box on income tax returns that would allow people to voluntarily donate money to the Utah Division of Air Quality.
Okay. But we don't necessarily know what the Utah Division of Air Quality would do with this money, right?
Yeah, I'm not certain what they would actually be doing. I just know it would be throwing money at them.
Okay, so this measure advances out of committee, and if it passes, then we can choose to give additional funding to the DAQ. Chase, we are low on time, but I do want to ask a final question. There are rumors circulating up on the Hill about revenue projections for the state and that the outlook may be changing. What have you heard?
Yeah, so the report on revenue is supposed to come out at the end of this week.
Right.
And for the past few years, revenue has been going up. But all of a sudden, within the past week or so, people have been warning, oh, revenues might be down. So stay tuned for that. We might not have as much money coming in as we originally thought.
And that affects this year's budget? I mean, lawmakers have less money to spend to earmark on projects during this session?
Yeah. So it just means that there's going to be less money for them to spend over the next coming year in these budgets that they're putting together right now.
Okay, well, that could be interesting news for the state of Utah. We'll see if the rumors are true. Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Director with Alliance for Better Utah, thanks very much again for joining us.
Thank you.
And this has been our Better Utah Legislative Update here on KCPW.